South Australia's government has used the promise of $10 million in research funding to convince the miner Oz Minerals to shift its headquarters from Melbourne to Adelaide. The state premier, Jay Weatherill, says he's confident about 60 staff from the Copper and Gold Miners Melbourne office will transfer to Adelaide. Oz Minerals management isn't so sure. Business reporter Pat McGrath.
The world's copper miners have been waiting for some good news. They haven't been spared the past year's commodity price crash, but South Australia's Premier Jay Weatherill has given Oz Minerals 10 million reasons to be more confident about the future.
Moving the head office to Adelaide is a very substantial decision for this company and great for South Australia.
The state government has promised to invest $10 million in research to improve the quality of copper South Australia produces. Oz Minerals will invest $18 million.
Getting people to come here to South Australia is something that requires the government to step up and take a lead. If we just step back and just hope, then nothing would happen.
The government and the company have also agreed to upgrade infrastructure at one of its main mines. Neither went into detail on the costs. Oz Minerals' two main copper and gold mines are in South Australia, the prominent Hill Mine southeast of Cooper Pedy and the Carrapateena project, another 250 kilometres to the southeast. The state government says 75% of the company's staff already work in South Australia. The state opposition leader, Stephen Marshall, has welcomed Oz Minerals' decision, but he says the government needs to give more detail about the benefits for taxpayers.
I mean, it's a slippery slope, isn't it? Yeah, if we had to pay every single company that came to South Australia $10 million, well, quite frankly, there's not enough money in the Treasury to do that.
South Australia's government has promised to attract three mining companies to Adelaide: the oil and gas producer Santos, which is managing the fallout from the global oil price collapse, is already based in the city. Jay Weatherill says most of Oz Minerals' Melbourne staff will make the move west.
We expect that in the short term that's something like about 60 staff that will transfer from their head office.
But the miners' managing director, Andrew Cole, gave a different number during a conference call with analysts this morning.
I expect that a large number of Melbourne-based people will not relocate to Adelaide, and I will update you on what is happening in the weeks ahead. But please understand that my priority right now is to talk through the changes with the 45 staff currently based in Melbourne.
One of those who won't be relocating is Oz Minerals' chief financial officer, who has a very similar name to its managing director, Andrew Cole. Andrew Coles is stepping down after 12 years with the company.
I must put my family first in my priorities. I have moved them halfway around the world in the past of my career, but a move at this time is simply not possible.
Analysts asked Andrew Cole whether the move was just a way to reduce staff numbers and lower costs.
In the short term, I expect our cost base to increase to cover the transitionary activities. But from the end of this year and certainly into the subsequent years, I expect our operating costs to decrease as a result of this.
Investors appear happy with the decision and the company's better-than-expected gold and copper production figures released today. Oz Minerals shares closed 5% higher.
Pat McGrath.